probably tired of answering this question, but how did you get your hair so perfect on the Save the Bell episode?
A lot of people have been mentioning that lately. I don't know why that's become so popular, but my wife told me about it, and a few of the players did. So they're making quite a bit of sport out of me over that.
People think I'm a hero. Is that back? You finish it?
No.
But I wouldn't be anything without my teammates.
That's right.
There you go.
I'm writing that yourself?
No.
But you're flying.
It's good, yes.
It's
good. Spot on. Spot on. Spot on.
Do you do any other TV shows during your NFL career?
I did Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. And the video on that, I don't know if there is. He was. Terry Bradshaw was on that. My brief acting career. It's all been downhill since then.
Do you remember, is it nerve-wracking to go through that process?
No. It was fun. I got to meet some neat people and see how they do things.
Screech,
yeah, absolutely. It's a highlight. I mean, everything's been downhill since then.
Do you recall that you tripped his hand really hard and slapped him like that?
Did I really? It just shows you. It's just how you do it, you know?
There's the evidence. It was just a normal handshake.
No, back. It feels good to be back. You know, when you come off a tough loss, you want to get right back to work and, you know, make darn sure it doesn't happen again. And you know, that's our team's mindset. Back together, working, getting ready for the Dolphins.
Do you sense that between you guys had 2 wins, a loss, 2 wins? There's been sort of a pattern. Once you have that, the tie or the loss, do you sense kind of a emphasis or focus
for
the team to get back to work?
I mean, I feel that every week that you have that. You know, I don't feel like it's been very much different, you know, whether we had a loss or a tie or a win the previous week.
So that pattern of win-win, loss or tie is purely coincidental, I guess?
I can't say that for sure. You know, it's, you know, noticed it.
Yeah. Showing what?
Oh, motion or movement? Yeah. We have had some big ones that have really stopped some drives. You know, and there's you know, possibly could we have. Some of them have, you know, really, really were questionable in our opinion. But, you know, what can you do to correct it? I mean, you keep the hands inside. The hands were inside with Joe Staley, you know. Can run his feet more. That's something we can do.
We're
looking at it. And we definitely, you know, there have been some big ones that have that have stopped drives or extended drives, you know, for the other team. So, you know, that's not the way we want to play. That's not the 49er way of playing football.
Right. So there's a lot of Collins. I think they will move around and extend plays. So these guys have to extend blocks. Could that be part of it?
Well, only really one of them could have been that the week before when we played New Orleans, where Colin got outside the pocket, we had a holding penalty. Again, very close. Yeah, well, I mean, you gotta work to, you know, do your best and clean it up. Some of them have been frustrated that they've been called holding penalties, though. Yes.
Yeah. Has the league gotten back to you on that? Whether.
They tell us not to relay any communications that we have with them per their instructions.
The rule in general, you got a scoring play that can't be reviewed that seems to be contradictory with the rule.
Yeah.
Do you think that needs to be re-examined by the offensive?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you have a, whether it's a penalty that results in a scoring play or whatever, it's a scoring play, and you have video evidence at your disposal, so seems right, fair to use that video evidence.
Coach, what kind of player was Jonathan Martin for you at Stanford, and how did he handle playing left tackle last week?
Good player for us at Stanford. He's been doing a good job his entire rookie year, and to make the switch from right tackle to left tackle, he's adapted and doing a good job. And they'll with losing their left tackle, he'll be called on this week.
As far as Colin Kaepernick goes, starter again this week. Are you in a position or place where you can commit to him as your starter beyond this weekend, or is it still just a week by week basis?
Well, we got faith and trust in Colin and the way he's played, and therefore another start this week.
How quickly can he learn and develop as an NFL quarterback? How quickly can he develop and learn in the line of fire playing? Is that a good way for a guy to develop taking snaps in a game like that?
I think so. I think that's the best way.
There's
several things. He's proven. I mean, before you don't know until you actually see him out there in that fire, you know, and situations to run the team, to have mental toughness, you know, after couple tough plays last week to come back the way he did. I mean, we always knew he had that, but then to have a chance to display that, he's done a great job getting out of trouble and extending plays. Been very accurate throwing the football and done a lot of good things.
When he makes that flip, and that obviously that's a turn, but that's a play you guys try to avoid. He makes that flip. What is it that you guys talk about right away, and how much of a teachable moment is that for a coach, for a quarterback?
Probably teachable in a lot of ways. I mean, we all have something to learn there, you know. And like we said, I mean, I take the greater share of that responsibility. You know that, you know, you don't put your team in that position, and that's responsibility of the head coach. To put them in the best possible position to be successful and win a game, but also I think managing a bad play, you know, for Colin, that's something that he'll learn not to, you know, play we called in the huddle was a loser, you know, and we didn't have an audible for that play, but also once the play's going bad, to try not to make it any worse. So it's a good thing for him to learn too.
The Rams, I don't know if they think they're revolutionary, but do you expect that just the stuff that they had success with, you'll see more of that, and you'll see more of that this week and going forward?
Yeah, I think you definitely have to prepare for that and expect that.
It seemed like they were forcing into a short passing game quite a bit. Has he evolved in that since he's had him? It seems like that was maybe an issue when he first got here.
Yeah, I think he's shown good touch on the short passes and the ability to see the field and see the checkdowns.
Jim, when we talk to him, he's usually kind of a quiet guy and doesn't expand too much. When you're doing film review with him, what are his emotions like? What are his reactions like? Does he talk a lot or get too high, get too low? What's it like?
The same that you see him. Very, very focused, very, very, concentrated. And competitive. You know, he wants to, even in the film study. You know, he wants to learn and get better and improve. But, yeah, he's on it. Very, you know, communicates what he saw, what he was thinking.
On the pitch play, it seemed like the snap was a little bit low.
Yeah.
It wasn't perfect. I mean, has that been an issue, some of his mistakes this year, that he's having to look down, get the ball, and then...
That's a issue. You know, we want to improve that. You know, it's tough for a quarterback, you know, even on a pass play, to go down to the, you know, below the knees to get a ball, then come up and get his eyes focused on where they need to be. So we're working on correcting that.
I was wondering, have you been working on different defensive schemes as far as, like, compared to man-to-man and zone defense? Because it looks like last week it was a little disruptive with zone defense for Colin.
Yeah, we work on all those. Yeah, zone man, zone blitz. Miami is a team that has an assortment of coverages. They get a lot of things taught. Their players understand a high volume of scheme, and that'll be very important this week.
Couple more. You see Justin Smith continuing that all-pro play the last couple weeks, a few sacks, always good against the run. How's he just been this entire season for you?
Hey, it's been great. This past game, he was, you know, one of his best. I mean, for Justin, that's a consistently good, great performer. Somewhat overshadowed, you know, with the amount of tackles he had and the sack and you know, his play, because we didn't win the game. But, yeah, it's been consistently great all year.
On the pitch play, Jeff Fisher said he didn't know what the 49ers were trying to accomplish there. Did he take that as a jab or a coach who was honestly quizzical?
Yeah, probably quizzical, yeah. I mean, the way it turned out, you know, that's some low-hanging fruit. What the heck were they doing, you know? But, again, you know, you learn from it, you know. Feels like somebody just reached into your chest and stomach and started pulling the innards out, you know, without using any anesthesia. And, but all you can do is learn.
Last